Thanks for checking out the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, powered by Ashley Home Store, where you can spring into style and get up to 20% off store-wide, plus pay no interest for 36 months, or enjoy 60 months no interest for a limited time. Fresh new looks and amazing prices store-wide. Ashley Home Store, this is home on Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
8:07 in K-Fine Country, and Tyler Wheaton joins us from Arkansas State University, and he has become an interest of mine on Twitter because he has taken on something that is absolutely, to me, unfathomable.
What is it?
And that is he's running for every single A-State season ticket that is sold. So if we sold two A-State tickets today, season tickets, he would run 2 miles.
Oh, wow.
But Tyler, my goal today is to sell 50 tickets. What gave you the idea? I know one of your big deals is to get people excited about A-State football, which, I mean, because I know how this goes. It's going to be here fast.
Yeah, we're 88 days out right now.
Wow.
From that first kick, September 1st. We were talking about two, three years ago, Jason Martin did that helmet promotion, and he wore that helmet everywhere.
He did.
And so we were just talking about why. Well, we had Miami last year, and so we didn't really need that form of marketing last year.
Sure.
But we needed something this year to get it going. So I went out. I work out usually on lunches, just because I have that free time, and I like to stay around the office in case I'm needed.
Right.
I was out for my run, and I was like, you know what? It just came to me, and so I ran out to the stadium. I ran down, made sure that I was in the stadium. You could see everything going on, and. It just clicked, and that original video has over 14,000 views now.
Oh, dang. That's awesome.
And my updated video that I did last week has about 3,000 now too. And so every day I'm updating, I'm keeping it updated. I ran 6 this morning.
Already ran 6 miles?
Yeah, I have a new puppy in the house, and so it's getting me up early. And so I was like, you know, it's light out. I'm going to go for my first run today. And I got 6 miles in this morning. And,
back up. Your first run today?
Yeah. Actually, I was talking with Adam Highcub yesterday, and he's going to run 2 with me this afternoon.
This is just making me feel bad.
It's like I struggle to do 1 mile on the treadmill. He's out here running 6 miles before 8 o'clock. Were you a runner in school, or how?
Yeah,
is this?
I ran in college, ran in high school. Was part of a 2-time national qualifying cross country team, and raced the mile and track. I raced everything, but the mile was my focus.
That makes me feel a little better.
Right. So as we're looking at this, though, like I guess you've tried to stay active as you've gone into your professional career too.
Yes. Yeah. And I think it's important. It keeps the mind focused. You take a step away, take a minute to yourself. It really refocuses it. And that's where I came up with the idea. I was running, and I you think a lot when you're running by yourself, and it just came to me.
So a marathon's how many miles?
26.2.
If we sold 26 tickets today.
Yeah.
You would basically run a marathon.
Yes.
That is wild to me. I want to make sure it happens.
I know.
Let's talk about A-State football season because, again, you said how many days?
88.
And this experience this year is going to be even different. Like, it's been great.
Yeah.
My entire relationship with A-State the last number of years, it's been awesome. And it seems to me to get more exciting, more involved. We get more elements inside the game. So, of course, you have the game. You have all the stuff that goes around the game. But with the renovations of the stadium, it's going to be even different.
It's going to be the most unique stadium in the country. No one's going to have the environment that we're going to have next year.
Let's talk about that environment because I went out there the other night after hours with my wife, my son, and my mother. I showed my mom the stadium. And my wife was looking over at the area that's basically that they've taken down and they're doing the dirt work and all that stuff.
Yep.
For people who don't know what the vision of that is going to be, what's the vision?
So it's going to be all the interior is going to be done by first kick. The operations building behind is going to take a little bit longer, but by next year the team will be running out from that tunnel.
So I have a big tunnel.
It's insane. You go out there and you stand in it and you're lost in it. It's going to be the run out, the team, the people that are sitting there. It's going to be awesome.
Because I remember as a kid, whenever you would see the Cowboys, you know, they were like, because I'm a Dallas fan from Texas. So we'd be out there and we'd want to be by the area where the team would come down that runway.
Right.
That's what we're going to have here. We're going to have seats all along that.
Exactly. Yeah. They're going to be loge boxes there. And then anybody that's purchased those boxes, they'll be able to come down. There's going to be a guardrail and they'll be able to come down
Dang,
and be
awesome.
A part of that run out.
Yeah, and that's where the energy is, man, right there to kick off the game. You give the energy to the team, and here comes, you know, the band and the spirit squads and everything that's going with that. Give me an idea what's going to happen with – I know there's a waterfall area, right?
The water feature, yeah. So it's on both sides. So what it's going to have, it's going to be all indigenous to Arkansas. So the rocks, the plants, the water, everything, it's going to be indigenous to Arkansas. It's kind of like our ode to the natural state.
Sweet. So if people want to get season tickets, they want to lock in maybe the section that they like or the actual seats that they like, they can go ahead and buy those now.
They can buy those right now. They can call me. They can work with the foundation if they're interested in the North End Zone. We're all a team. We're all working together. It's starting to turn into a sprint now to the season.
What's the best way for people to get those tickets?
So the best way to get them, if you can go online at our astateredwolves.com/tickets. You can call me. My number is listed on the site as well. Anybody that you can get a hold of, we're always here to help you.
How affordable are tickets if somebody wants to buy season tickets? Because I know, you know, you get out there and it's kind of nice to know where you're going, where your seats are going to be.
The way I see it is we have a price point for everybody. You know, we have 50 yard line seats all the way up to higher end Upper East Side.
But there's not a bad seat.
Seat in the stadium. The way the stadium's built is you can sit anywhere and enjoy the whole environment and get every bit out of it. We even have a family package as well to accommodate those in on the Upper East Side. And so we really hit price points for everybody that wants to be a part of it.
Again, Tyler Wheaton is saying that he's going to go out and run a mile for every season ticket sold. So if we sold 10 tickets today, he vows to run 10 miles.
Yes.
If we sold 20, he vows to run 20 miles. If we sold 50 today, Tyler would not be able to walk. But you would still try.
But I'd still try.
All right, so if people want to follow your journey on social media, they can do that, right?
Yes, sir. At Scal Wheaton at Twitter, Tyler Wheaton on Facebook, and then also the A-State athletic pages as well. I share and tag everybody in those as well.
Well, best of luck as we get ready to really ramp up the season ticket sales. We'll follow the journey.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Tyler Wheaton joins us live this morning at Club Tan Studios in the Coffee Gallery on Southwest Drive in Jonesboro. It's your K-Fine Breakfast Club, powered by Families, Inc.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It is 8:20 in K-Fine Country. Dr. Kevin Reed from Vet Care joins us this morning. He said if he is able to give vaccinations today, he is going to run 1 mile for every vaccination that he gives.
Let's get to 100.
Did you hear that? Good morning, Doc. How are you?
Good morning.
What a crazy story. Tyler Wheaton's going to run for every season ticket sold for A-State football. He's going to run 1 mile for every ticket.
I heard that. That's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way I could do that. We could. I would hope we would sell one ticket.
A pint of ice cream every time.
I like that idea. Kevin was on a couple weeks ago, and he told a story about how we need to be ready for flea and tick season. And he told a story about how he was at the river, and he looked down in his shorts and realized there was a tick in his shorts. So we made fun of it and laughed, like, who gets bit by a tick? Ha, ha, ha. 2 days ago, I'm in my swimming pool. Kai says, Dad, what is that? I look down. I think that maybe I have developed something new on my body.
Like what?
A new skin tag.
Not a skin
disgusting.
Tag. But I had a tick. What is that from? Where did I get that?
Probably out in the yard. You know, they live in the grass. Do you have any wooded area or shady areas under trees?
There's some empty lots that have some stuff on it.
Yeah, anywhere there's been an animal, you know, a dog, a cat.
A cougar.
Oh, so Kelly's house is covered.
Oh, my God.
Because, like, my vision of this is I'm thinking that more ticks are out in the woods. Like, you know, like you have to be out at the river or in the woods, but they can be in a neighborhood backyard.
Oh, sure, yeah, yeah.
And so I don't know if this is the right thing to do. I just pulled it off.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you do?
You can do that. You want to do it gently, with gentle traction.
Oh, I didn't do that.
Well.
Because I was freaking out.
Well, sometimes it'll leave the mouth parts in. If you kind of snap it off, it'll just leave the
great.
Little.
Now you're going
to
freak out.
You probably need to lift up your shirt right now.
So no.
We're going to have to perform surgery.
Could that make me weak?
I
felt tired the other day, and I was wondering if maybe it was because I had a tick.
It probably wouldn't happen that fast. Now, if you got transmitted a disease from the tick, you could
Son
feel
of
weak.
A...
Yeah, there you go. You better go to the doctor.
All right, so Kevin posed a question as he walked in. Again, Dr. Kevin Reed from Vet Care joins us live at Club Tan Studios in the Coffee Gallery. He said, do you think your dog can actually get mad at you? And I truly believe, and I think I made Ace mad last night because he broke a big vase on the back porch. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, Ace, what are you doing? And he kind of gave me the look where I think he was mad. Do you think dogs can get mad at you, Kelly?
I do. I think that every time I leave, he's like, I'll show you, and he'll go pee somewhere.
I know. Kevin, what's the truth?
Well, I read an article, and there was some excerpts from a book called The Science Dog. I hadn't read the book, but this was a pretty interesting article, and it was titled, Can Your Dog Get Mad at You? And it's, you know, the statement, I wrote this down so I could remember it. They can, but they don't really have the capacity to assign a motive to an emotion. So, you know, we know dogs. Some of the emotions they feel are joy, fear, anxiety, affection, suspicion, excitement, shyness. Right. And, you know, we've all seen that in different dogs or our own dogs. But one contributor to the article said that dogs probably max or cap out their emotional being at a age of like a 2.5-year-old human.
Right.
So think about, you know, you're probably the closest to remembering what a 2.5-year-old was.
What a jerk. He looks right at me as he says that.
But, you know, and that may be good because thank goodness they don't mature or cap out at like a teenager and stay there.
Gosh,
you know,
that'd
even
be
worse. But but when you think about a 2.5-year-old child, you know, they may get mad if you put their toy up or something. But I don't think dogs really have the reasoning to like it says, assign an emotion to a motive.
They're not going to hold a grudge.
Yeah, they're not going to hold a grudge.
Well, that's why, again, you know, if you have to get onto the dog and then you leave the house, when you come back home, the dog is happy to see you again.
Mm-hmm.
It is kind of interesting. But what about those stories where the people are gone, like somebody goes off to war and then they come back after a year or 2 years of service and the dog's right back there? Is it just a scent that they get? What do they know?
Well, visual and probably the scent of the person because, you know, we've talked before about what great noses dogs have and how they can detect molecular levels of an odor. So, yeah, I think they have, you know, they definitely have some long-term memory. And, you know, probably the sound of a person's voice, the scent, the appearance. And, you know, I've seen videos, you probably have too, of somebody that comes in and the dog hasn't seen that person for a while, say a man, and he's grown a beard or something and come wearing a cap. And the dog is actually growling at him. And then until he hears his voice or kind of sniffs him, then he's all happy and excited. So, you know, they remember things like that. And you know, we all know they experience joy. They're happy when we get home.
Sure.
When they get to go out and play, when we take them on a walk.
Or get a piece of chicken.
Or a piece of chicken.
Because I'm telling you, if I have some chicken.
Or dropped M&M or whatever they can find, you know.
Yeah. But dogs it doesn't seem like they actually are getting mad and holding
Yeah, not like a person. And we have a tendency to assign something, you know, to something else. Like, oh, he's probably mad at me or she's mad at me.
Yeah.
So, you know, but that probably doesn't happen.
Dr. Kevin Reed from Vet Care. He's on Parker Road right next door to us at K-Fine on Parker Road in Jonesboro. Dr. Kevin Reed from Vet Care. Live at Club Tan Studios in the Coffee Gallery on Southwest Drive in Jonesboro at your K-Fine Breakfast Club powered by Families, Inc.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
8:37 in K-Fine Country, and Pat Malone joins us here at Club Tan Studios in the Coffee Gallery from NEA Tennis, and we're learning more about how basically a resurgence locally of tennis is something that is being sought after in this area. I was telling Pat a few minutes ago, I don't believe I've played tennis in 20 years.
Yeah, it's been about 8 years for me.
Wow.
What's your history with playing tennis?
I've played since I was 8 years old, and I'm now 51, and don't play as good at maybe as I used to, getting a little older, but trying to turn that around. But just to hear you say that, Brandon, about tennis resurgent in the area excites me.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we're trying to do.
Well, because for a long time, I didn't even realize kind of what tennis had become locally wasn't the same thing that was happening across the country. Our local tennis scene changed up a little bit, and it's time to bring that back and make it available to everybody.
That's right. And, you know, across the United States, 80% of tennis is played on public parks. And we noticed a void there in the Jonesboro area and really in the Delta region.
Right.
And so our mission is to change that and partner with Parks and Rec departments across the area and run public tennis programs for everyone.
I remember going out and playing tennis and laughing and having the greatest time with my friends. I didn't play competitively. I played to have fun. And it's also one of those deals that you have to be in great shape, or it will get you in great shape if you're not already in great shape.
You know, it will. It's one of those activities that while you're doing it, you don't realize that you're getting the exercise. And after you're done, you know. But that's the beauty of it. And play with your friends, play with your family.
Yep.
Ages 3 to 90. So,
what hooked you at such an early age? You said you started playing at the age of 8.
My mom and dad played tennis, luckily. They introduced me to the sport. And then we started playing in tournaments. It was big in the 70s and 80s. And a lot of that had to do with the professionals back then. They're so flamboyant. But that got me started, mom and dad, in playing with their older friends. And then as a teenager growing up, playing in high school and college.
Where'd you play?
Arkansas, Batesville, Arkansas is where I went to high school and played tennis. And then I played and coached a short time at Arkansas College in Batesville, Arkansas.
You still watch tennis on TV?
I do. Right now, French Open's on.
Who do you think is the greatest tennis player of all time?
There's a bunch of them, but Roger Federer is probably who I pick as the greatest men's player ever.
What do you think, Kelly?
I used to love Andre Agassi.
Yeah.
And Jennifer Capriati. Those are my two.
Monica Seles.
Oh, yeah.
She was a tennis player. You know the best one I've ever seen?
Who?
Anna Kournikova.
You would say that.
Without a doubt in my mind. I agree.
Oh my gosh.
Favorite, it was John McEnroe.
Oh, he's
best winning. Ever, I believe, for Roger Federer. Favorite was John McEnroe.
Mm-hmm. Is he the one that would go crazy and yell at everybody? And
he got fired up.
Yeah.
He was American, played Davis Cup for the United States many times, record setter for that, and I love that.
And
about
now
him.
He commentates a lot.
He is the best commentator of any sport I've ever seen.
He's really good.
He's wonderful.
So if people are interested in maybe getting, maybe it's an adult like us, my age, Kelly's age, early 40s, we want to get back in and start getting active. I know you mentioned Parks and Rec. I think a lot of the programs, when I think of Parks and Rec, I think about youth programs, but you guys are doing this for adults as well.
We are. We have just as many programs for all levels of adults, beginning to advanced. Right now on Monday nights, we have women's beginner classes and men's refresher classes all week. You can go to neatennis.com to see the dates and times.
And where do you play locally?
We play at Earl Bell Community Center, newly resurfaced courts and new lights the Parks and Rec put up.
Cool.
And also Allen Park in Jonesboro.
All right, so I have an 8-year-old who I think would probably really enjoy playing tennis. Can he get involved too?
Next week, summer camp. Absolutely. Can jump online to sign up for our youth summer camp. And also get those kids in small youth group lessons. One thing I want to mention, that the way tennis is, it's not new, but right. The way it's delivered is new, and the tools are different. We've slowed the game down with transition balls to make it easier for kids and adult beginners to learn.
Cool.
We shorten the courts, much like soccer did for youth soccer.
Wow.
Just took tennis a while to catch on to that.
But lots of fun, right?
Lots of fun. And like you said, getting fit and reducing stress and having fun is why we play the game.
And there's an event coming up this weekend as well.
We have two events free. Friday night from 5 to 7 p.m. at Earl Bell is El Centro Hispano. Family free night where they'll come out. We have certified professionals to teach tennis. We have snacks and prizes. And then we'll run up to Paragould. To the Rotary Tennis Courts next to Paragould High School,
right,
1 to 3 p.m., and do a family free day to re-energize tennis in that area as well.
You're talking about all this like it's your full-time job.
But
it's just a passion.
Hey, it is a passion. I owe the game more than it's that I owe it. And so any hour I give feels good.
And you can find out more about all of this at neatennis.com. It's our pleasure to meet you. And
thank you.
If you could introduce me to Anna Kournikova, I would appreciate that.
You got it. And I want to see you guys on the tennis court.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm game.
Me too.
Absolutely. We'll get Cooley to play over here. Officer Cooley from
Animal
Control.
Yeah.
Maybe Officer Thomas over there, State Trooper. We'll get him to play as well.
Me and you against Cooley and
Security and the back. That's great.
There you go.
We're doing it.
Find out more again at neatennis.com. We're live at Club Tan Studios in the Coffee Gallery on Southwest Drive in Jonesboro, your K-Fine Breakfast Club, powered by Families, Inc.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, it is 8:50 in K-Fine Country. Officer David Cooley joins us this morning from Jonesboro Animal Control. Last week, he was talking about his CPAP machine. How's your sleep?
A lot better, actually.
That's good.
Like, it really blows me away. And, you know, my wife has noticed, my kids have noticed that, you know, when your brain isn't going to sleep, actually. And, like, when I did my sleep test, I had in 122 minutes, 112 episodes where I wasn't breathing.
Oh, my gosh.
So, from what the doctors were saying, pretty well my brain was staying awake to keep me alive while I was asleep. So, getting
so you never
there,
got rest?
No. And it showed I was always cranky. And, you know, by 2 o'clock, it felt like to me it was midnight. And
oh, no.
Do you think we can do this for Brandon? Because
Brandon, I'm pretty sure you need exact a sleep
symptoms
setting
right here.
I wonder if I had that. Here's the great thing. Kelly was trying to give me advice about this last week. She said her brain's been asleep for years.
That's true.
She's never felt more rested. She rests in the studio. She rests in Joey Perry Marshall Arts.
That's not true.
24 hours a day.
She's always
I'm pretty sure I saw a Joey Perry van parked on the side of the road the other day with her kickback sleeping.
She's asleep.
Sure, exactly.
You guys been out with animal control and anything crazy this week?
This week's actually been pretty basic. Just dogs. Nothing real crazy.
If I have a tick on me, will you come and get the tick off of me?
No,
is that part of it?
I'm pretty sure that's
he's
it.
Not Brad Paisley. Yeah. He doesn't want to check you for ticks.
I'm pretty sure it's either Leslie or Kelly's job, one of the two.
It's not mine. I'll leave that to her.
But no, it's been a pretty calm week. We still have picked up a ton of dogs, so we definitely were needing the adoptions. One big change that has happened is I don't know what has transpired to cause it, but the shot clinic that we've been talking about for a couple weeks that's going to happen this Saturday is going to be next weekend. It's going to be the 16th.
Gotcha.
I'm pretty sure it's something like the shots weren't coming in time for it, and it's kind of hard to have a shot clinic with no shots.
Yeah.
So
the Yin Yang twins say the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, it's just the way it works.
Okay.
But
that's Lil John, but still. So that's next weekend?
Yeah, it's going to be next weekend, June 16th from 8 to 11, as always. If you had a recheck coming up afterwards where we had wrote you a warning, the officers are going to take that into account. They're going to push it back. So don't be like, you know, well, y'all told me it'd be the 9th, and I'm supposed to be there. You know, y'all supposed to be there the 12th. I don't need a ticket. We're not going to do that. You know, it's we're not that going to be that way about it.
So if your dog's not up on its shots, it can be a citation, a ticket.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Think about that, Kelly.
What about if your husbands and your friends aren't up on their shots?
Well,
what?
I mean, that's
what kind of shots are they getting?
Well, Brandon's wife just sent me a text message and said that Brandon was not up on his shots.
Yeah, body shots.
Well, that just got awkward.
Find out more about all these.
a warning to Brandon right now to never talk about this again.
Whoa. Find out more about all the animals available at Animal Control when you go to their Facebook page. You can also check out the personality profile of Officer Cooley there as well.
It's just blank.
It's blank. Yeah, we're live at Club Tan Studios of the Coffee Gallery on Southwest Drive in Jonesboro. It's your K-Fine Breakfast Club powered by Families, Inc.